The Arrowhead Electric Cooperative Board met last Friday to set their 2011 budget. According to General Manager Jeannie Montine, they have had to change rates for the coming year.
Generally, the budget comes out in December, but Great River Energy had to delay their budget, so it caused us to delay our budget. They approved the budget. There is a rate increase that overall looks about 6%.
Montine said Great River Energy's rate increase to Arrowhead was between 3 and 3.5%, prompting the increase to local customers. She said there are many variables that play into that rate increase.
A lot of the mandates that we have for renewables, using the Midwest Independent System Operator as far as buying and selling fuels for the needs of 7 states and 1 province, just makes it a little more expensive. The prices aren't there all the time, so they had to have a rate increase for that.
Montine said customers will see increases in 2 parts of their next electric bill, infrastructure costs and the cost per kilowatt hour.
You're going to see increase both in the service availability charge. That's going from $42 to $43.50. So it's going up less than it has over the past few years. It's gone up about $4 a year, I think, for the last 3 years. So we just increased that $1.50. And the energy charge is going from 11.4 cents in the summer to 12.7 cents. And then the rest of the year, it's going from 10 cents to 11.3 cents.
Electric demand in the overall Minnesota service area is higher in the summer than in winter due to increased use of air conditioning. Montine said the opposite is true for a few northern co-ops where heating is a bigger issue. Nonetheless, Arrowhead gets billed for what is called critical peak pricing, which is based on area-wide usage. She said locally we are winter peaking, but everyone else peaks in the summer, so winter prices can be lower here while the rest of the year rates are blended into covering summer peak costs.
When you're doing rates, it's kind of a art more than it's a science. Just want to make it as fair as you can to everybody.
Montine emphasized that the rate increases do not include any of the co-op's work on high-speed internet, a project that begins in earnest this spring largely with federal funding. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.